unless Jesus is the chief cornerstone of your life. When you try to establish and build your own house, you are laboring in vain. He goes on to say this. He said, it's even in vain to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows. So God is the one who gives his beloved sleep. In other words, when you stand up worrying about how you going to pay that bill, how you going to do this, how you going to do that, he says, you are toiling in vain. In other words, you are wasting your time going through all those efforts. He says, when the Father himself gives his beloved sweet sleep. That's a promise that you have for God, that when you allow the Lord to build your house, when you allow Christ to be the center of your life, when you allow him to be the foundation by which your house is built, he says, he gives his beloved sweet sleep. And man, I just want to share with you this morning that it is God's desire for you to have sweet sleep. But the only way you're going to be able to have sweet sleep, resting in his arms, knowing that God has you covered forward, backwards, sideways, 5 years from now, 20 years from now, 30 years from now, if Jesus tarries, is when you allow the Lord to build the house.